Welcome back for the Act 2 introduction of King James. After intermission, or halftime, we have switched time and place. One sign of this is that the men are both now using smartphones, as these quarters are set in 2014 and 2016. Both of these quarters take place in Armand's, the upholstery and antique store owned by Matt's parents. In quarter 3, Sean is working at Armand's, so he wears their uniform shirt. It is bright yellow with dark green buttons and a spiky collar. The shirt has a name tag on one side of his chest, a small logo of an armadillo on the other, and reads Armand across the back like a sports jersey. It is slightly too big and boxy. Matt, on the other hand, is very trendy in quarter 3. He wears gray jogger pants, a fitted blue shirt printed with green leaves and oranges, a backwards turquoise and green baseball cap, and pristine low Nike sneakers, also turquoise, with neon orange and navy blue accents. In quarter 4, there is a reversal of fortune, and it's Matt who works at the store, wearing his own ill-fitting yellow uniform shirt with his joggers and brown shoes. Sean's glow-up has him wearing dark jeans with a long burgundy t-shirt, lightweight bomber jacket with a soft blue, cream, and purple drifting design, sparkling diamond studs in his ears, and black, shiny LeBron high-top sneakers with red laces. The walls of the store again meet at the center back of the stage. They are a washed-out lime green and hung with all sorts of items, framed pictures, sports equipment, taxidermy birds, clocks, and masks. On the left side of the stage, on an angle, is an L-shaped counter with an old-fashioned cash register close to us. Armand, the armadillo, sits on the counter corner on a red heart-shaped pillow. Towards the back of the stage, next to the counter, is a wide shelf crowded with assorted objects. Opposite the shelf, in the other wall, are two windows. Gold writing on them, that appears backwards to us, reads Armand's, Oddities, Alterations, and Reupholstery. Below the windows are a large wooden chest and braided rug. Next to the chest and windows is a glass door with a sign hanging on it. The side facing us reads closed. There is a small bell next to the door that jingles whenever it's opened. Next to the door is a small settee with its arm half upholstered, and a wire waste basket. In the corner by the shelf is a large wooden chair with blue velvet cushions. Across the room is a big globe with four legs on casters, the globe bar Matt mentioned in the first act. Now for some notes on the action. At the start of the third quarter, Sean is behind the counter, attempting to superglue Armand the Armadillo's paw onto the leg. It clicks against the taxidermied body, or when dropped on the counter. Sean is wearing earbuds plugged into his phone as he takes a call. During the scene, Sean fetches a large box from the back. When Matt unpacks it, he unwraps glass tumblers with a logo etched into them. Later, they wheel the globe towards the counter and open it to reveal liquor bottles and pour themselves drinks into the tumblers. Matt decides he wants to help Sean practice for an interview and brings the wooden chair into the right corner, manhandling Sean into it. Matt stands behind him with hands on Sean's shoulders like it's an interrogation. When news breaks, you'll hear a barrage of updated message alerts from their cell phones. In the transition between quarters 3 and 4, stagehands wearing Armand's uniform shirts will remove several items from the walls and shelves, leaving the store half empty to signify that it has been sold and pieces are being cleared out. At the beginning of quarter 4, it's Matt who sits behind the counter, with a sandwich in a paper bag. He makes a face when he bites into the sandwich. Matt stands up when Sean's presence is announced by the jingle of the bell at the door. Later, after their discussion gets heated, Sean says, "I'm trying to explain to you," and pulls a ticket out of his pocket, handing it to Matt. Matt stares at the ticket as they talk about Game 7. Near the end of the quarter, Matt hurls his crumpled sandwich bag towards the garbage, but Sean hits it down midair and shouts, "Welcome to my block party." They put the wastebasket on the counter and then play basketball, spinning, weaving, and shouting. At one point, Sean calls Matt for traveling and pulls on his arm, dragging him backwards. The show ends with them frozen mid-game in a spotlight, Sean about to shoot. We hope you enjoy the rest of King James.